Joining us right now is Mark Morano. He is the executive director of Climate Depot. He's also the author of a great book, Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. I love politically correct anything, and I love this. And I love the fact that right on the cover, you have a review from the Daily Coast that says, evil personified. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's in reference to Mark, evil personified.
In direct reference to you. So we welcome you here to Mornings on the Mall. I love that. And I love the fact that you put it right on the front cover of the book. Boy, do you know your audience.
I've never interviewed evil itself, so this is a big moment.
This is going to be fun. The first thing that I have to talk to you about is a report that came out, I believe, earlier this week. Didn't get a lot of play because it's not going to get a lot of play about NOAA. And winter temperatures, having something to do with winter temperatures, 1943, they went back to 1943, looked at the temperatures, and it appears as if the temperatures, the numbers have been tampered, that 1943 temperatures were made cooler and the recent temperatures were made warmer, even though we had a really bad cold snap. I think it was 2013-14. Was the winter of 2013-14, and those numbers were made made warmer. Is that true? When I read that, is that true?
Yes, it's actually a long-term pattern, Mary, that's been happening in the climate change debate. Remember the old talk of the global warming pause, the temperature standstill? They came up with over 60 excuses to explain that, and then they decided to go back in the data and erase it. And they did that in the satellite data, in the surface data. This latest report from NOAA is consistent with all the others. They are cooling the past to show an enhanced current warming trend. So this is like if you had a company and you were losing a lot of money trying to get investors, you hire an accountant and you go back and redo your book, show record profits, and then you can make any claim you want. That's what they've done. The past is no longer sacred. It's like 1984, the George Orwell book. The past is no longer, it's a fluid past.
And we've been seeing this for a long time. Now, I guess you were pleased then with the president saying we're pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord. That probably was like Christmas for you.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
You were like, woo-hoo!
What I like to say is no other Republican president other than maybe Ronald Reagan, would have done that. A President George H.W. Bush, a President Dole, a President McCain, a President Romney, a President, fill in the blank of any Republican nominee or president. This took unbelievable courage. Donald Trump stood up to the world, the media, his own party. Mitt Romney was urging him to stay in, many other Republicans. He stood up and told the UN no, and it was a meaningless treaty. Anyone worried, if you are worried about global warming, a UN treaty would be the most expensive treaty in world history to do absolutely nothing by their own models if we were facing a climate catastrophe, which we're not.
So you're fighting this uphill battle with the media because the media wants, they're all about climate change. Because first it was climate cooling. We were all going to freeze to death in the 1970s, right? And that's what they were saying. Then we went to global warming. And according to Al Gore, New York should, and Washington, D.C., should technically be underwater by now. Now it's climate change, because any kind of change is now man-made and bad. How do you fight that constant drumbeat, the indoctrination of our children, and what is blared across the front of the newspapers and mainstream propagandists every single day?
Well, you just have to fight it, because it's just such nonsense. And what's happened is, John Holdren, Obama's former science czar, wanted to call it global climate disruption. And you're absolutely right, Mary. They went from the enhanced greenhouse effect to global warming to climate change. And what they've tried to do is they just throw anything at the wall to see if it sticks. And over, now they've shifted to every weather event is proof of climate change. Even blizzards, even record cold. Al Gore, who never warned of blizzards, record snow, record cold, is now saying, oh, this is what we expected. They never predicted it, but they expect it after the fact. Right. And one way they get away with that is on almost every issue from sea level, hurricane, malaria, they predict opposite outcomes of everything. They have modeling studies. And so no matter what happens, they can pull up a study and say, we predicted it. You know, if you're betting on a sports game, if you predict both outcomes, you're a winner. And that's what they've done in the climate change debate.
You know, I'm always very struck, Mark, by the problem with this debate is the way it's framed up. It kind of makes it seem like it's the liberals who care about the environment.
Yes.
And it's the conservatives who don't, because your disbelief is an indicator that you don't actually care about the status of the environment. But in my experience, it's the sportsmen, it's the hunters, it's the farmers who are the most sincere conservationists when it comes to the health of the environment. This debate, you've been watching it for a long time. It feels inverted.
Yes, it's been that way. When the debate about global warming goes forward, they literally try to intimidate people who don't believe as deniers, as unbelievers, as people who want to trash and hurt the earth. In the Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, I profile politically left-leaning scientists, scientists who actually voted for Al Gore, scientists who belong to environmental organizations and are appalled at the global warming claims. They actually say global warming isn't even a top 10 environmental issue. And it's this intimidation is used to silence people, but in reality, it's actually neglecting and it's hijacked the environmental movement. One scientist, Dr. Dennis Rancourt of Canada, says it's hijacked the movement and real environmental problems get pushed to the waste, the side. I detail in here how the Obama administration's obsession with climate change put real environmental issues at risk that the EPA was supposed to be doing, like toxic waste cleanup and other things, because of this obsessive focus. So it's actually hurting the environment, this obsessive focus.
Do you think conservatives sit back from talking about the environment in a sincere way because they don't want to be seen as indulging this global warming stuff?
Yeah, and in fact, what happens is, and I was on worked on Capitol Hill, Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. Republican staffers to very conservative members, when we were debating the cap and trade climate bill a few years back, were terrified of this issue. They said, we can't come out against global warming. We can't be seen as anti-environment. So they've intimidated conservative Republicans, and this is what they try to do to silence them. And that's why Donald Trump is such a breath of fresh air on this issue. I went to the UN conference in Morocco in 2016 with a life-size cutout of Donald Trump. They reacted as if they were vampires to a cross when they did it. I was escorted out by armed United Nations climate cops, and they confiscated my materials. I was sent out to wander in the desert of Morocco by me and my colleague Craig Rucker. This is what the UN thinks of Donald Trump. This is what the world, and it's just so much a testament to Donald Trump's courage.
If it weren't for climate change, that that desert in Morocco used to be a verdant rainforest.
That's
so
right.
You know what? You could.
Well, it's actually the enhanced CO2 is greening the deserts. It's increasing agriculture, plant growth. But they acknowledge that, but they've turned that into, yes, it's enhancing agriculture, but we're going to have more poison ivy because of this rising CO2. So they always find the negative.
All right. We are with Mark Morano, the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, also known as, personally, Evil Personified,
right.
Which is awesome.